Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
An Erio's original.
Hello, this is our Web Crawlers mailbag episode where we play your voicemails, read your reviews, and read your emails if we feel like it. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin,
and I producer Maria.
Melissa Stettin, do we have any reviews?
We have one.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes. It's from Karen Lynn 1998. I, too, crawl the web. Crawl the web with your internet friends, Melissa, Allie, and Maria. I started at the beginning of the pandemic, and I'm all caught up now. They're my go-to mental distraction for when I'd rather not hear my own thoughts. Love these gals. They make me LOL during my commute, errand runs, and laundry days. La, la, la. Thank you.
Love.
That's very nice.
Love it. Also, I will say we found out we are like seriously charting in Japan. We keep going from like 25 to 50. So unfortunately, not for our next few episodes, but we're going to start doing some Japanese-centric episodes. So watch out. Here we come.
Wait, I think we've hit 2 million listens.
What?
Shut
Check
up.
It out. Check it out. Is that for reals?
We're at 2 million.
Over
2 million. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. We got to play a YouTube. What's that? What's that thing that they did at the Dell computer thing where everyone was like going nuts?
Oh, wait a minute.
Where Steve Ballmer was.
Yeah.
Dancing
wait, what
all
happened?
Crazy. You know, the Microsoft.
Yeah.
You know.
I was at the one where Bill Gates is like nodding his head at like, like that. That's really upsetting to watch.
All those
where
nerds
he's like just.
Yeah. The Windows 95 launch.
Yeah.
That's upsetting to watch.
Hold on. I got to send it to you. We got to play this right now. Nothing has ever been more important.
Oh, yeah.
This is us at 2. This is us at 2 milli.
My God. Oh my god. This is crazy.
Just old dudes. Bunch of nerds.
Sick, dude.
Sick.
Sick, bro.
Well.
Wow, thank you guys. That's huge.
Yeah, that's awesome. So many millions.
I mean.
Two of them. The whole
two whole millions.
Okay, well, should we get into these?
Yes.
Okay, here is numero uno.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Lauren from Oklahoma City. Oh my God, been wanting to call for a long time. Short time listener, but I have like binged all of your episodes, podcasts, whatever. And I was like, I'm not going to call until I get through all of them. And then I heard the lost episode where Hurley called in. I was like, bitch, if he can call in, I can call
Hell
in.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. Such big fans. Super excited. Hi, Maria. I have my birthday's May 15th. I heard yours is May 16th.
Hell yeah.
My Taurus soul sister.
Yes.
So y'all talk about Oklahoma City every once in a while, it pops up and I'm just like, God, like I never hear about things that happen in Oklahoma. Like, what the fuck? And then I remembered all of these crazy murders. So yeah. Y'all should look into, I mean, it's just kind of ridiculous, but this kid named Alan Ruby, he killed his mom, dad, sister, because he was trying to get like their, inheritance early.
Oh no.
And, had been in trouble because he was stealing his grandma's checks. He like went on this whole, like took his friends on vacation to like Dallas. And, the whole time, like he had just murdered his parents and sister.
God.
So wild, crazy. You should look into it. Heart, heart, heart. La, la, la. Ka-ka, ka-ka. That's a new one. And for all my snowers. All right. Bye.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow. I like ka-ka.
Ka-ka.
Ka-ka. Ka-ka. Okay. Next message.
Oh, yikes. It's Lauren again from Oklahoma City. Hi. Don't want to be that person that calls twice, but I am, because I forgot to say that dude who killed his parents and sister were from Duncan, Oklahoma. Duncan, Oklahoma, also fun fact, like, Australia super fucking hated Duncan, Oklahoma, because these kids, like, shot this guy who was jogging and shot and killed him just because they wanted to see what it was like to kill somebody.
Oh, my God.
He was from Australia, and then bing, bang, bong, here we are. They fucking hated Duncan, Oklahoma, like, wanted us off the map. So, yeah, thank goodness I don't live there anymore. But, yeah, crazy, crazy. Sorry for calling twice. Okay. Bye.
Dang, Duncan, Oklahoma, hated by Australians.
Damn. Unlikely rivalry.
Unlikely rivalry. Okay, next message.
Web crawlers, I was just listening to your Josh Groban episode, and he hasn't appeared yet. I am excited. But you're talking about how you don't think you've ever eaten a whole hazelnut. If you've ever had a Ferrero Rocher truffle...
Yeah.
I don't know if they're really truffles. Like, you've ever had one of those Ferrero Rocher balls? There's hazelnut in the middle.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
I just need to let you know. That's, touché. You have had a hazelnut.
Bitch, you've had a hazelnut.
You're all very refined ladies with refined taste. Okay, bye.
Refined ladies with refined taste. Of course, we've all had Ferrero Rocher.
I love how, like, insistent she was being like, you guys have had it and you need to accept that. And you need to, like, you know, you had that. Like, you guys have had
a hazelnut. Stop being ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous. Okay.
I mean, she's right. She's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Hi, this is for the web crawlers. This is Lauren from Oklahoma City again. Oh, no. Third call. Unapologetically, because I'm confident that it's not a big deal. You say, don't say sorry after everybody says sorry. So you know what? I'm not fucking sorry. But synchronicity. So late, I left the stuff about Oklahoma City. And then a little bit later, somebody called in on one of your mailbags who suggested doing the Oklahoma City Girl Scouts. And she said, you know, that she was from Oklahoma City or whatever. And then she also did a shout out to Clint, who I was thinking yesterday, oh my God, I should have done a shout out to Clint, because my friend Clint is also who got me hooked on the web crawler. So I'm wondering if it's the same Clint.
Oh.
Also synchronicity. Somebody in another mailbag said something about like, why are mini M&Ms so much better? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, God, it's just because of the crunch. And then Maria literally said right after that, it's the crunch.
Yeah,
so,
see. There you go.
All right. La, go. La, la, la. Boing, oing, oing. Goodbye.
It's the crunch.
It's the crunch,
baby. It's surface a crunch, area. Brother.
Yep.
It's a crunch, brother.
It's a crunch, brother.
Next message.
Hi, this is a message for the web crawlers. This is Jennifer. I was listening to your Halloween episode, and it brought back a memory that I had totally forgotten about.
Uh-oh.
When I was 14,
I was kidnapped.
I was going to this like weekend performing arts school for like all ages. And I have this, like, really vivid memory of these, like, little girls in jazz shoes telling their teacher that their parents wouldn't let them go trick-or-treating
because they heard there was going to be anthrax in the candy.
Oh, boy.
It was of the moment in 2001.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know if you had similar rumors where you lived, and it just, I was reminded of that weird moment by your discussion about poison candies. Yeah, I love your show. I hope you guys are doing well. Bye.
Yeah, remember anthrax was like a huge thing.
Yeah.
My grandma used to, during anthrax, when she would send mail, she would write not anthrax or a bomb on the mail.
No.
Well, that's what a guilty person would do.
It was so funny. And my mom had to be like, grandma, or she would call her by her name, but she'd be like, you don't need to do that, like, that makes it look weird, and that's why all your mail is being returned or opened.
We're being open. Everything is arriving completely open.
Grandma.
It was so funny.
Funny. Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. It's me, Ali S, calling again. Ali, I was the one talking about New Jersey.
New Jersey.
You probably not didn't hear it, but like, just in case you did, I'm going to send an email about it later. But anyway, I just thought of this because I thought you guys had a Chernobyl episode. I mean, maybe you do later, but I thought you had like an earlier one. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's a Mandela effect or something, but that reminded me. And I was like, oh my God, I have to tell you guys a story. And it's about the craziest guy I've ever hooked up with.
Oh, yes.
I was, like, college, like, a few years ago. I think I was, like, 20, so, like, 3 years ago. And I found this guy on Tinder, and he, like, went to my school, and I went down to school in Daytona Beach, and he was class under me. But anyway, that's not important. So, but he's originally from, or he lived in Pennsylvania, and he lifeguards literally the next time over to me. So it's kind of weird we met in Daytona, not in Jersey. But anyway, so one day we're like hanging out after hooking up, whatever. And he's like I was talking about how I hate guys' toes because they're so gross. He's like, yeah, sometimes I keep my socks on because I don't want to weird anybody out. And I'm like, what? Uh-oh. And then he proceeds to tell me that he has 8.5 toes. And I'm like, holy 8? Shit, let me see them. And like, I really don't like toes.
Let me see those bad boys.
Literally 8.5 toes because he once born and he was adopted from Russia, and he's like 100 miles north of Chernobyl. That's where he was born, but he still like had the effects of Chernobyl. So he had webbed feet.
Whoa.
And when he was adopted in the US, he couldn't walk with the webbed feet. So his adoptive parents cut, his webbedness to give him real toes, but he only was left with 8.5. And he was like a surfer. So, you know, I would be like, oh, do you hang 8.5? And like, he didn't appreciate that. I thought it was pretty funny. But yeah, anyway, funny. He was so super psycho. He was like obsessed with me. He like texted me one time, like a screenshot of his ex-girlfriend. And she was like, I think I'm pregnant and you're the dad. And I was like, I'm not dealing with this craziness. But he was like literally so obsessed with me, called me all the time. Like I had to block him. He would get angry at me for no reason. And then when I would say and talk to him, he's like, what's wrong? But yeah, I think you should do something about Chernobyl and how it still affects people today, because he still affected me as a crazy person. And I think it's because of Chernobyl. Oh my God, I thought this was going to, oh, that's why I hurried up, because I thought this was going to turn off. Anyway. So yeah, so he affected me today. So I think there should be like an episode that you guys should do about like how Chernobyl still affects the world, and maybe even like Ukraine, Russia, whatever. And he told me like he had siblings that like his sister was born with really.
It ends. Is there a part two? I don't see a part two.
This girl, Lindsay Apatow, was doing a documentary on Chernobyl, because I believe right outside Chernobyl, there's a small community where people still live.
Yeah, you can live there. It's like safe in certain parts.
But we should do that, and we should have her on, because I remember like 2 years ago, she went to visit and stayed for a while and like went through all the ruins and talked to the people who had been living there for like years and years. But yeah, crazy, crazy stuff.
That's fascinating. We all watched the Chernobyl show on.
I actually did not watch it.
Oh, what? It's so good.
I watched the first episode and then I was like, I can't keep going.
I mean, it was pretty sad and intense.
Yeah, a lot of accents.
Yeah, a lot of different accents. That's true.
A lot of accents.
Confusing. It was good, though. It was interesting. Wow. Hang 8.5.
Hang 8.5, man.
That's fine. Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for web crawlers, and I'm driving, and I'm very stressed, but I had to tell you this as soon as I heard Josh Groban on the Halloween episode. This is not related to Bill Josh Groban in any way, or to Halloween, or to anything your podcast is about. It's just a chance for me to air out some trauma from my childhood. I was in high school, my face was like a big deal, and there was one of those, like, apps that you would upload your picture and it would tell you what celebrity you look like. And I had this friend Wendy who was doing it like over and over for herself, and she didn't get answers she liked, and then she started doing it for all of us, and she felt a lot better about herself when, as a teenage girl, like, they were all getting answers of like pretty female celebrities. And then she put my picture in and I came back as like a 97% match to Josh Groban, which is like not a bad, like, Josh Groban looks like fine. He looks like Josh Groban. He has a face. But I'm pretty sure it was like my unplucked, you know, 15-year-old eyebrows. But it, like, really did some damage on my self-esteem because I wanted to be like a pretty, you know, celebrity. But I was just 97% Josh Groban. But I embrace it. It is what it is. Yeah. Have a wonderful day.
Look, Josh Groban is an attractive man.
I got, you know who I get when I do those things is I get Marilyn Manson.
Wait, who do you look like? Who do I say you look like?
Michael Pitt.
Michael Pitt. Yes. You do. That's crazy.
Michael Pitt and Marilyn Manson. I always get men. I know. And I didn't understand it. And so I did like 10 different pictures. And each time I got Marilyn Manson.
I look like Charlie Corsmo, the little kid in What About Bob? And he's also in Can't Hardly Wait. He's the guy that's like, don't drink the beer. The beer's gone bad. Like, I look like him. Like, I for real look like him.
That's weird. I don't know who I look like.
You just look like Melissa. You're just Melissa.
Like, I honestly do. I just sent you a picture. Like, I do kind of look like Marilyn Manson when he's not wearing makeup.
Marilyn Manson not in no makeup is shocking.
Yeah, it is shocking.
He's just like this normal dude.
Oh my God, I sent the picture to my mom and dad and not to you. Whoops, wrong thread.
Talk like, about okay, shocking. Honey, is this your new boyfriend? Honey? Yeah, who is this?
They're gonna be so
picture
confused.
Is so weird too.
they're gonna be so confused.
Allie, you do not look like that at all.
No.
Like at all.
No.
Oh, I don't know. Well, that's not what the app said.
No, that is not you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Your parents.
Web crawlers. Hi. Man, I'm regretting calling already. I shouldn't be saying this out loud, but this is prefers to remain anonymous for the moment.
Okay.
Your Halloween episode, History of Halloween, you went on a little tangent about naming nuts. And I was going to mention a great game idea that is completely inappropriate that I came up with several years ago. Never actually played it, but you are welcome to. It's called Name Those Nuts. And if you have, I guess it could be all guys or there could be girls. You get somebody's cell phone and the guys go into a bathroom or somewhere private and take a picture of their nuts.
No.
There you go.
Name those nuts.
No.
You get that collection of pictures, and then you give it to the people who are playing, the women or the other men.
No.
And name those nuts. And so they'll have pictures, and then they'll have the list of names to go with it.
I mean, that's pretty funny.
And, yeah. I don't know. I guess that's it. That's the whole thing. I hadn't thought it out too much. But, man, what a million-dollar idea that is.
What a game.
Okay, I'm embarrassed. You can delete that. Or don't. Stupid. Okay, bye.
I think it's a party game. If every, you know, you invite people over to play Name Those Nuts, and if everyone signs up to come play, you know,
Yeah, well, there's no harm in that. Fun game.
It's a fun adult game. Name the Nuts.
Name Those Nuts.
Name Those Nuts, baby.
I would have played that, like, in high school for sure.
You know what I would do is I would go into the bathroom and take a picture of, like, I'd, like, have a thing of hazelnuts, like, in a bowl. And then I take a picture of those.
Close-up picture to where it's like, wait, is this?
Are those nuts or are those nuts?
Are those nuts? Yeah.
Classic Maria.
And then, yeah, people go, Maria, come on.
Maria.
I go, what, guys? Can't you take a joke?
Can you take a joke?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. It's Caitlin from Toronto. I've called a few times, but I was just listening to your latest mailbag, and this is the one that ended with a voicemail from Jeb. And I'm not going to lie, every time Jeb calls, it's literally my favorite thing. However, yes. I was sitting with my boyfriend listening to Jeb's call, and he was like, wouldn't it be funny if it was just Allie's brother, like, putting on a voice and just, like, long trolling her, like, trolling her in the long game? So then I was immediately obsessed with this conspiracy theory. And I mean, the accent's on point. So if that is him, he can add that to his acting resume. But we did hear him do some great accents in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He was doing his vampire play musical. So who knows? But anyway, I just thought I'd share latest conspiracy theory with you. Love your show. I'll probably call back again soon. Bye.
I love conspiracy theories about the show. That's a good one.
Wow. I never thought of that, but it's possible. Maria, you have never told us what phone number it's coming from. So
I know where it's coming from, but that's not to say that your brother doesn't have a burner phone, you know, or
that's true. He could be a burner.
He could be two steps ahead of us.
Wow. Okay. Well, something to consider.
Okay. Next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Jessie from Maine. I'm calling again because I had a synchronicity that I wanted to tell you guys about. So when I called last time, I told you that, first of all, that I watched all 5 seasons of the show Leverage, and also that I don't know what time it is when it's streaming, which when I heard it played, I was like, that sounds so stupid, so whatever. Anyway, the only reason I'm mentioning Leverage again is that I was watching an episode of the new season. That's my daughter talking in the background.
Hi.
And there was an episode where they mention a sandwich, and the flavor of the sandwich was anchovy and cheese, and I was like, it wasn't a big part, but I'm like, that is a type of sandwich I've never heard of before. And then right after that, I watched an episode of Midsummer Murders, which is, I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Acorn.
It's very British.
My parents love that show.
My mom loves
1997,
it
like so old. And this guy offers another guy a sandwich, and it's anchovies and provolone. And I'm like,
wow.
I have never heard of this type of sandwich. And then I saw, I don't know, these two episodes both had that, and like back to back and decades apart. I thought that was weird. So I don't know, have you guys ever heard of an anchovy and cheese sandwich? Maybe it's just one of those gross things that British people eat. I don't know.
It must be.
Who am I to talk? I eat all kinds of weird stuff. So anyway, that I wanted to tell you. And I had one other thing. There's a murder case here in Maine from the 1980s. It's Dennis DeShane is who went to prison. And the girl who was murdered was Sarah Cherry. There's a lot of debate about whether or not Dennis is actually guilty. He may be serving life in prison as an innocent man. I said this to one of my friends, and she got really mad and said he definitely did it. But I feel like maybe he didn't. So I don't know if you guys want to look into that or not. Anyway, that's all I got for you today. Love you guys. Okay, bye.
Anchovies and cheese. That's got to be a British
thing. I
thought
it was sardines, or was it anchovies?
Anchovies. But I think that sounds like, especially if it was like a small sandwich, like I feel like it could be really good, like a really good cheese with some anchovies with like some really crusty bread. I bet that would actually be pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. I could, like a toasted bread.
Open-faced maybe even might.
Melted cheese on anchovy. Okay, let's.
Yeah, this looks good. Fried mozzarella sandwich with anchovies.
Okay,
it's gonna add a salty burst. It's gonna add a salty burst of flavor,
Maria.
It is a salty burst of flavor. What was the
Dennis
name of the
DeShane?
What was his name?
Dennis DeShane. DeChaine, 1989, 31-year-old Dennis DeShane of Maine was convicted for the murder of 12-year-old Sarah Cherry. He was sentenced to life in prison.
There's a documentary called Murder in America, The Sarah Cherry Story.
Oh, wow.
Wonder if that's on Discovery Plus.
I bet it is, and I bet I'll watch it.
Bruschetta with anchovies.
Yeah, that sounds good.
A
salty burst. What is that? What I said?
A salty burst. I have a question. How do sardines and anchovies differ? Because I tried to eat sardines because they're hot right now, and I couldn't get on board with it.
Aren't sardines much thicker? They're like I don't think I've ever eaten a sardine. Anchovies are like thin. They're like a thin.
Yeah, anchovies are thin.
The sardine was like a felt like a substantial baby fish.
That's like that's like got a meatiness to it.
It's the whole fish, right? Or anchovies are just smaller.
Have you ever, when you're making like a pasta sauce or something, put anchovies in the pan, let it, when you, with some olive oil, it boils down or it simmers down and even the bones melt. So like you get all the umami flavor in there. It's pretty intense.
Never done that.
Try it out.
Melissa, I'm going to send you something that's really going to piss you off.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, what? A picture of Marilyn Manson without makeup.
No, now I'm going to send that to my parents instead. But look at what they suggest on toast with anchovies. Send it to the group chat.
Oh, no. Is it radishes?
You bet your sweet ass it is. radish sandwich with anchovies and butter.
I don't have a problem with radishes. I have a problem with how shocking it was seeing you make just eat like a whole radish or whatever you were doing that day.
For those of you who don't know, there was a week where I just, for some reason, got super into radishes, and I started eating radishes with butter. I ate radish toast, and Melissa was infuriated.
I do not like radishes, but I've never had them on toast with butter. I don't like them, like, in salads.
You don't even like them pickled? A pickled radish is a real gift.
I do.
It really is.
I like pickled things, so I probably do.
Well,
moving on.
We could talk about this forever, but
messages for web crawlers. This is
Kensington. Ooh, again. Yeah. Just going to assume that Maria deleted my email and you guys didn't think it was the worst thing ever.
I do not get the emails, Kensington.
Also, I had theorized about a conspiracy that you all were a part of, so maybe that's just adding to the conspiracy. You just didn't play my voicemail because it's true.
What?
I'm sitting in front of a park and a big white van just pulled up behind me and it's creepy as fuck. So hopefully I won't get murdered leaving you this voicemail. Shout out to Jeb for putting the date in his voicemail so I realized that y'all had caught up and I didn't get played. I know this sounds really crotchety and angry, but it's not really.
I don't know what.
I do love you all and I hope you're having a great day and have a safe Halloween. Bye.
If I,
well, I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, she said, okay, so she said email and then I think, right? Did she say email? And then I said, well, I don't get the emails. And then I think she meant to say voicemail. And if your voicemail wasn't played, then it may have just gotten deleted on act. I can't imagine I wouldn't have. I mean, there's,
or sometimes if it's like garbly and we can't hear and it's too hard to put together, well, we just won't play it. So it might have gotten, the connection might have been bad.
Because I don't listen to them before I play. Before I literally just send them as they come in.
Yeah, we just listen to them.
Unless they're all garbledy. So if that happens, we're sorry, but call back in and say it again, and I'll look for it. I'll look for it, and we can play it. We can up it to the front of the line.
Yes.
Want to know what this conspiracy is about our show?
Yeah, I really am dying to know. Yeah.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers, and I have a web crawlers confession. Ooh. Okay, so
I'm in love with Allie.
Heard Allie had like a brother. I was like, oh, I know that guy. That's Ted Lasso. And then for episodes beyond episodes, for like dozens of episodes, whatever. I saw that person on TV. I'd be like, nah, that guy's related to Allie. And then I realized I made a big mistake. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. And I stopped. And I was like, well, it's not that big of a deal. But anyways, have a nice day. And sorry about that. But you know what? As long as I'm laughing right now, yeah. Bye.
She thought Ted Lasso was your brother. That's pretty funny.
She thought
funny.
Jason Sudeikis was my brother.
That's funny.
Good thing he's not, because that man, fine as hell.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be a problem.
That'd be a problem. When he did that teacher skit on SNL, he was bringing the heat.
That was a good sketch.
Good sketch. Good sketch.
It was a good sketch. Okay. This is the final voicemail.
We should record that. That's a good song.
Yeah.
The final. Here it is.
Web crawlers.
Ah.
When you blow your nose, do you look at the paper? Do you look at the paper?
Who is that?
When you poop.
Who is that?
Do you drink enough water?
No.
Do you shop at Sears?
No.
Do you like trucks? I like trucks. I like big trucks. You know what that means. I'm packing to move houses. Water houses.
Huh?
What's a freak flag? What is it? Why? What are the answers? What are your answers to these questions? Thank you.
I guess that was some sort of alien. That was some sort of, you know, wanting the answers.
Curious about human stuff. Listen, I'll come clean. I look at the tissue after I blow my nose, and I look at the tissue after I take a poop.
You gotta know what's happening. You gotta make sure everything is. Of course. We all do that.
Yeah, you gotta
say. They're taking away our 2 million listens. Like, it's going backwards. It's rapidly falling back.
Like the stock market crash. Yes.
like in Ferris Bueller's when he tries to take the miles off the car in the end.
Oh my God, how funny. Well, wow. Well, asking the big questions, get the big answers.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote. Final voicemail. Okay. All right, guys, keep on calling. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetto.
And I, producer Maria.
Bye.
Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.